You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the Tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702.
It's 25 minutes before 12 o'clock. Time for What's the Tea. And you know how we do it. We get an email from some of you. Send us What's the Tea on email. cm@702.co.za. Some of you send us a WhatsApp voice note, or some of you tweet me, and some send, as I said, an email. And then we read that email or play a voice note, and I take your calls and WhatsApps if you have experienced the same thing, or maybe you've got advice for the listener. So today we've got an email we're reading, and it says, "Hi, Clement. Some time ago, I created a WhatsApp group where I added most of my friends. The aim of the group is to share job opportunities among ourselves, but also we use it to check on one another since we don't see each other very often. Now, I have a challenge with one friend. He has the tendency of sending chain messages on the group. These messages include long motivational messages and sometimes Bible verses. I personally don't have a problem with religion and motivational quotes, but I feel like this is too much now. The moment I switch on my mobile data, messages, videos, and pictures will start flooding in on my phone. So should I confront him and ask him to stop, or should I just accept it? I wonder if some of the 702 listeners have experienced something similar. Have you been there? 011-883-0702. Have you been there, Snazo?
I feel like you're the sender, though. I feel like you would send Bible verses.
So, in fact, let me tell you a quick story. I am on a group with my friends. There's four of us. And I always send Bible verses after church.
I know. You need to
They're unsolicited, but after church, I mean, at church, there's some incredible notes that come out, and I feel they're going to be valuable to my friends. It's life lessons. So I send on the group, and some of them appreciate, I mean, most of them don't even respond to me. But some of them will say, "Oh, thank you, Pastor Clem," and whatever they, but if one of them says to me, "Stop," then I'm going to stop. But none have said that yet, so I'm going to be the pastor.
But they also don't respond to you. What does that tell you?
Maybe they're reflecting on the message.
Yeah, but at least you'd say thank you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, one of them sometimes says thank you.
No, you're spamming, eh?
And it used to be worse, by the way. It used to be on Sundays after church. And then I used to attend cell groups on Tuesday.
Oh,
so
no.
Sundays and Tuesday.
No. You are the friend they're talking about.
Are you on a group that...
I am on groups. Yeah. I do not send. But the minute you start talking about things that are not about the group, you have a problem. So if the group is for jobs and whatever that the listener is talking about, that's what the conversation should be about. Don't send us funny voice, whatever. Yeah. And the minute they become long, I'm already out. So.
But we're friends. So if there's something I found valuable about what the pastor preached about, and it changed my life, I want
every
it to
Sunday?
Change your life too.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. I've got a good pastor. He's got a powerful message every Sunday.
No.
Okay, let's hear what the listeners think. 011-883-0702. Are you on a group and you've got someone who sends motivational ntontoni, motivational videos, motivational messages, or maybe someone who sends you scriptures, you know, from the Bible, or takes messages from the Quran, you know, whatever religion they belong to, and those are unsolicited? I am guilty as charged. You know, my friends will tell you that I am that guy. After church, I take notes every single Sunday, right? And as soon as I'm done with, as soon as the pastor says, "Have a good week," I go, I copy my notes, I put them on my group with my friends, because I do think that can be valuable. Sometimes, you know, I've had friends say, "Oh, that message touched me," or "I needed it at that moment." So that's just me. But I respect people's positions. The day one of my friends says, "We don't appreciate this," or "Stop," or, you know, "I don't believe," I'm going to stop. I'm not going to force it on them. So if you are like Clement, or you are not like Clement, I'd like to hear from you. Let's go to Jerry in Roodepoort. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Clement?
Kimnat, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I do friends like that. I also get annoyed by those SMSs. It's like these people are trying to channel you to try and sit in religion. I'm a Christian myself, but it annoys me because already I have my own messages having gotten them from my own pastor. Now you're giving me yours. Now it's like now confusion.
Mm.
Yeah, so it annoys me. It really, really annoys me. And sometimes these people, when you confront them, they are very protective of their religion, as if you don't know anything, they know more about you. People, I believe that these people who think that they are more knowledgeable than others.
Yeah. But I get it, Jerry. Sometimes it's like we want you to just, you know, like maybe it's Jerry, you're going through something in your life and you need... Yeah. A message, you know, and you may not ask for it, but one day when you're sitting at home, you remember Clement once sent a message about not giving up, and you go through that message, and then it gives you hope, no?
If you they were written somewhere where I can refer to them, rather than being imposed on me, specifically on this group, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better like that.
Okay, got you, Jerry, in Roodepoort. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, Dr. Bangcine Qiliza from El Dorado Park. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Has sent us a message here. Let me go to the start messages, and says Clement. Where's that? Oh, hi Clement. I'm a pastor, but I don't like those chain messages sent in church WhatsApp groups, which were meant for communication for something else. Jeez, okay, I guess so. Come on, I'm sure there's someone out there. I mean, if you see something that is motivational, don't you want to share that with your friends? Okay, I've got Sidi Madia on the line now. Hello, Sidi.
Good morning, Clement.
So, context, I told you earlier, guys, that I'm on a group with friends and I send them Bible verses. It's that group has me, Sidi Madia, Aldrin Sampierre and Vex Pupedi. Those are the friends that I'm on the group with. Titi, are you guys irritated by my messages on the group?
I think I was the most irritated when you said I was like, what are you doing? Why are you sending us these things? What do you want us to do with these verses? But to be honest, because of the character our friends are, Vex and Aldrin specifically, I think we eventually all warmed up to the Bible verses.
Yeah.
I was the last to come to the party.
Yeah. Yeah, you were very against, like, at some point.
You want to not tell them I'm a demoni.
I called you my demoni.
And I'm telling you about how my grandfather, the deacon, has prayed for me in all my lifetime. we learned to appreciate them eventually, Clement. When they went away, if you remember, because of COVID,
yeah,
we kind of missed them. And then I think this year, we posted, and I was like, oh, friends, thank you. So we got used to them, actually.
Yeah, you have. I mean, when are these days, you're like, amen. Amen. And when I don't post, yeah, when I don't post, you complain. So yeah, I'm glad you better appreciate me, guys. I'm a good friend. Like, you must appreciate me more. Thank you, Titi, for calling in. So you see what Titi is saying there. There was a time when I stopped posting the messages because during COVID, I wasn't going to church, but I was attending church online and I wasn't really taking the notes. And then Titi once complained and said, what's happening? Where are the church, the messages? And then I came back. Now I'm back with a bang, right? And they appreciate those. And even if they don't say thank you, I'm here preaching the gospel. One day they will miss that message and they want to go and read it. I'm all about empowering my friends, right? But I'm not the type that's going to send motivational don't. In fact, I often make jokes. When I see some of my friends reading these like motivational books and like self-help books and stuff like that. Voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. About these unnecessary messages on WhatsApp groups. There's a lady who once formed a group. It was supposed to be about employment, trying to create employment or helping entrepreneurs and stuff. But she started sending us some religious things, Jesus Christ this, Jesus Christ that. I complained to her, and unfortunately, after a few days, she removed me from the group because I told her that I thought this was about helping entrepreneurs, you know, not religion.
Mm. And that's the thing for me, right? I know my friends are Christian, so that's why I'm comfortable to be sending these messages to them. But as soon as one of them says, okay, I'm agnostic, or I'm an atheist, or I don't believe, or stop, I'm going to stop because I don't believe in shoving down what I believe in on other people. I respect what other people believe. And that would be the difference for me. If I'm in a group and I don't subscribe to your religion and you're bombarding me, then that is really harassment. Yeah. Lady Justice on Twitter says, Clement, it's the demons in them that don't appreciate the gospel messages. No, Lady Just. I used to joke with Tidi. So Tidi was the one that was more against the messages. Like, oh, here we go. And now, I mean, she's more amenable, right? And at the time, I used to say, hey, wena le dimoni, yamanyana. That was a joke, though. But yeah, she appreciates the messages more than anybody else in that group now. Kustas, you're in Midrand. Hello.
Yeah, Clement, I mean, I appreciate those messages.
Oh, yeah?
Clement, I don't share anything, but I just read. Like, I read quite a lot. So, I'm happy with those messages. Those motivational ones, Sundays, scriptures, videos. I mean, I read, and I listen, and I read a lot. So, I'm this one large group, Gauteng whole. But now, that group, this thing becomes political, as you perhaps are aware.
Yeah.
And the debates become very huge. But all in all, everybody is happy. It's just for business owners and for advertising. But then there's this, I think it's a pastor toss or something. And he keeps on sending a lot. And he stopped at one point. I phoned him privately. I said, you must keep sending, Bella. We are reading. Now, this was lockdown. It really strengthened me a lot because, remember, I didn't have time to go to church. And at the same time, there was no cell meeting. So through those things that you said, I would read a lot, and I felt really, really encouraged. So for me, I'm not bothered. I let them come in as many as they can. I'm going to read, and I'm fine.
Yeah. See, and I mean, you, especially even during the lockdown, Kustas, I mean, those messages were hugely, hugely appreciated. I hear you there, Kustas in Midrand. Let's play some voice notes, and then Koras in Polokwane, I'll come to you.
Hey Clement, with regards to sending messages either from a spiritual point of view or any motivations whatsoever, I don't think those things should be done at random. I believe that it's something that should be, like, you should be sending a message to someone you know that definitely this message will resonate with them. But not just sending me chain messages, the one that says forward this to 10 people and then something is going to happen in your life. That's very annoying, but I think it's very imperative that we understand the people that we live with, and then I would know that in my circle, people would appreciate this type of a message. People would appreciate, or like would have wished that they were part of the sermon based on the theme of the sermon, not just at random. So let's stop saying stuff to people at random, and those whom we resonate with.
Hi, Clement. I really don't see anything wrong with sending the chain messages, because for the mere fact that you're friends, and then they could always tell you, I'm also just like you. If one of the people had to tell me, listen, stop, you know, I'd eventually stop. But I don't see anything wrong with that, because you're trying to motivate them. You're trying to share with them whatever you had, which you think was good. So, and besides, I'm a pastor's wife, so if you're bound to become friends with me, I will surely be talking about spiritual stuff and everything. So
I hear you. Koras in Polokwane, good morning.
Hi, Clement, how are you?
Keshab, how are you doing?
Thank you, man, and thanks for taking my call. You know what, I don't think there's really anything wrong in sharing such messages, but the problem is, becomes when you share it with a group which was created for something else, because that becomes spamming. You understand that?
Yeah.
Because look, you could be sending that message, whether it's a scripture from church, you could be sending to a group of 50 people, and then you find that like a half are not even believers to start with.
Yes.
So obviously you are spamming. But then if you send to me as an individual and I don't respond to it, the next time you'd know that, okay, obviously I didn't like that. and then you're not going to send it again. But then if I liked it, and then I'll say, thank you, Clement, what this happened. Then you know, okay, and then I can be able to share this to Chorus again. Because look, when you send a tweet to a group, let's say it's a message that I like, now you end up hearing a lot of people responding to that particular message on that group. And the next thing, I'm getting a lot of notification about something that I don't even have any interest at all. You know, like I have my dad. My dad is a spiritual believer. I'm not a believer myself. Sometimes he'll just send in like a message of Bible scripture or voice note from church and everything and all that, without even greeting me, for example.
For me, it's more, the word of God is the most important thing, Chorus, before greetings, I'm sure your dad would say.
Do you understand that? For me, it's important to know how I'm doing.
Yes.
Sharing with me what you think is inspirational. So greet me, and then from there, maybe you can share something with me. But then, obviously, if you're sharing it to a group, you're not necessarily going to be able to greet everyone in there.
Yeah.
Because that obviously becomes musical as well. So I really don't appreciate it at all. So
yeah.
I block those kind of people. I block my dad now. I don't even know on WhatsApp because of that.
I hope I don't get blocked by my friends, Chorus. Thank you for calling, Chorus in Polokwane. Aluta on Twitter says, Clement, I was in a group where the one friend always updated us about stuff that we all knew, e.g. those family meetings at 8 o'clock with the president. She would post the entire speech. We all have radios and TVs. Akire Batung. That's Aluta on Twitter.
I don't mind the messages, ne? But as soon as it says, if you don't forward it to 10 people, you'll have bad luck. Remove, block, whatever.
Hi, Clem. I'm finding your topic so funny because just a few months ago, my uncle opened a group, a family group, and it's not just close family, it's extended family for a reunion of our clan, Bahlakwana. And oh my gosh, I had to mute the notification because we're supposed to be discussing logistics about the reunion, which is happening in December. But now people are just discussing, like, they were just... Every morning, dumelam bahlakwana, dumelam bahlakwana, le aphela bahlakwana. Yo, I had to mute it. And then my brother was like, he's not even going to open those messages. If anything is important, I have to tell him what's up. So some WhatsApp groups really, really are not okay. Yeah, this is Lerato.
Hi, Clement. Those unsolicited messages, especially the religious ones, are the entire reasons why, as a rule, I just don't do WhatsApp groups. Nope, I refuse.
Hi, Clement. I'm in the group. There we are, 25. The purpose of the group was to send the music, share the music. But there, now what we're doing, we share all the information that we have. So I realized that other people have problem about it. But for me, It's okay.
Clement, I think the better way is to actually post it on your WhatsApp status. That way the message gets consumed by a larger crowd, and they also get to use their discretion if whether or not they want to read the message or not. So it doesn't feel forced on anybody. Yeah.
Put it on a WhatsApp what? No, I want it to my friends. I wanted to go to them. Let me read some of the messages. Hi, Clement. Anyone that sends me unsolicited scriptures or motivational stuff either gets put on mute or gets defriended if they are not an actual friend. Connections on LinkedIn, which is a professional platform, are particularly prone to this behavior, and I quickly delete. Another message from George in Cape Town says, hi, Clement. What irks me is people who forwarded me messages on WhatsApp and Facebook, and it's normally linked to a forced like if you agree. What will happen if I don't agree then? I don't know. Jesus is on Facebook. Another message from Nikki in Victoria says, Clement, the thing about groups is that they have a purpose. If it's for jobs, stick to jobs. If it's work, stick to work. But jokes and prayers and thanks for adding me to the group just waste everyone's time and data. People should just stick to the facts. That's Nikki in Victoria. So, yeah, in my context, I mean, when we created this group, it was many years ago when we were actually planning a holiday. probably about, I don't know, 7 years, 7, 8, 9 years ago, somewhere there, when the group was created. So it was a group of friends. And then that group became a, we check on each other, you know, if there's something happening or something that breaks that we've got interest in, we talk about it on the group first. You know, we talk about everything. We get updated about each other's lives. So I want to update you about the word, the living word, Abel.
Hey, Clement. We once had a group like that. The guy used to send a lot of messages, you know, now and then. And it collapsed because some other time we didn't agree on certain things to do. But only to find out later that the guy was actually mentoring us. He was our mentor. He was trying to inspire us in a way. We thought he was a friend, but he made a group to mentor us, to inspire us in a way. So yeah, it's Will and Limbo Park. Maybe that guy is a leader of the group, or the friend, or he's just...
Got you. Another message here. Clement, it's Kuku Moradi here. I do that every day, sending daily devotions. So it's a good thing, and I'll continue doing so. Some appreciate and others just keep quiet. It's fine, and they are free to do so. The gospel goes at the end of the day.
Hi, Clement. It makes sense if the group is for friends, not when, like in my situation where we stay in a complex, like a townhouse setup where all the tenants, we have got a group, a WhatsApp group for all the tenants. And then you find someone every day will start posting things like Bitcoin, come let make money, I want 50 people to make money online on a daily basis. Yo, it's irritating.